Today's Shiur Masechet Shavuos Daf Yudches. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom, Itmar. We had learned in the Mishnah, and we had discussed at the end of the previous Shiur, that the halach is as far as somebody having relations with a nida. Certainly, if somebody has relations with a nida, there's a chiyuv chatas. But our Mishnah Gemara also taught us that if somebody is in the middle of having relations with his wife, and she tells him during that event that she became tamei, the halacha is that he has to wait, and only after he waits and his aver becomes limp should he remove himself. So begins today's Gemara, Itmar Abaya Amma Mishmeder of Chiba Rav, Chayiv Shtayim, that somebody who had relations with his wife under such circumstances perhaps could be Chayiv two carbon chatas. Such an event could cause him to be chayiv shtayim, two carbon chatas, obviously if it happened to shaygig. Chada, one chayiv chatas would be knisa for the initial act. Chada, aprisha, and one would be for how he disengages himself. Before we go further in the Gemara, we of course have to remember a din that we've learned many times and will be, Mitzvah Shem, learning, that if somebody does the same aveira a number of times, for example, he eats chalev a number of times, which carries with it, if it's done b'shagig, a chiyiv karban chatas, he's mechuyiv a separate karban chatas for each act, if there were yediyos, if there was knowledge of his aveira separating those acts. If, however, they were all done under one halama, let's say he forgot that chalev is forbidden to be eaten, and he ate a number of kazaisim, even they were separate sittings of eating those kazaisim, he will be mechuyiv only one karban chatas. So now here too the Gemara begins to try to understand. Havi bar Rava. Rava tried to analyze. B'mai. We've learned that the Gemara is teaching us that one can be chayiv two carbon chatos for such an act, and exactly what are the circumstances that they are referring to. Says the Gemara, Ilaim, if we will suggest that some mechlevesta, as we're going to learn later in our shir, the halach is that when a woman is expecting her period, that's called haveset. And we're going to learn that a husband is not supposed to have relations with his wife during that time. We'll discuss if it's a chiv deraisa or chiv derabonon. But even if we'll say it's only an issa derabonon, if we're referring, says to Gemara, that it's such an individual and it's such a time where it's haveset that she's expecting her period, ubeman. And again, let's try to understand, says Rava, who are we speaking about? Ilaim b'tamut chochem, if we'll suggest that we're referring to a tamut chochem. And the Talmud Chacham is having relations with his wife at the time when she's expecting her period. And now the Gemara is saying that that is the circumstance that the Rav and Abaye said that there'll be two chiyuvei karban chatas. Let's understand, says the Gemara. Bishlama, we could understand a knisa l'chayiv, why he's chayiv a karban chatas, because kesover, he is under the impression that yecholni livo, I can make a bia without her being a nida. And then it turns out that she does get a period. That's why he's chayiv a karban chatas. So before we go further, the Mefarshim asked the obvious question. We're referring to a woman that now it's samach levest. It's the time she's expecting to see her period. So if she's expecting to see a period, how does this person know that I'm going to have relations and she won't, and before she gets a period? Is it up to him to make that determination? So I saw two explanations in the Rishonim. One explanation in the Rishonim, which really speaks, as I said, we're going to speak about it later in the Shir Mitzvah Shem, to the whole issue of why one may not have relations with his wife when she has her veset, is because the bia could cause the period to come. And we're referring here to an individual who says, I'm able to have bia with avoiding her period coming. Or another explanation that the Rishonim give is this is speaking about a woman, and those of us who learned the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Nida know that the Shulchan Aruch speaks about such cases, that having bia is what causes this woman to have a period. And this man says, yes, maybe this woman gets her period through bia, but I know how to make a bia without her getting a period. And therefore, and then he did do bia, and she did have a period, so he's a shaygig. We can't call him amazed. Why can't we call him amazed? Because he assumed that he could do it without having a problem. On the other hand, we can't call him an oinus, because since it's the time of aveset, to be so sure that nothing's going to happen. Or as the Rabbeinu Chananel goes a step further, the Rabbeinu Chananel says it has to be shloi b'zman veset. The Gemara is going to say it. Because otherwise, if we're always going to be concerned that maybe she's going to get a period, then a husband can never have relations with a wife. That's certainly an unacceptable situation. So that's why it's a shaygig, and that's why it's chayiv a kamachatas. Ella, so that's the first kamachatas, but we're trying to identify that there are two kamachatas. Ella, prisha, amai, lechayiv, why is he chayiv a kamachatas for the prisha, mezer who, what happened? He had the relations with his wife, and during the act, she became tamei, and instead, as the Mishnah and the Gemara will teach us, waiting, he extracted himself immediately, but that's amazed. So why is he chayv karmachatas? So there's only one karmachatas we've identified. So again, we're trying to find how one can end up with two karmachatas for such a situation. Says the Gemara, v'ibim amaretz, if it's referring to an amaretz. Amaretz doesn't know that there's a problem with a veset. Amaretz doesn't know that if she becomes tummy during the act, he should wait. So he's chayv karmachatas, because he should have learned. It isn't an excuse that you're an Amaretz. But it all comes, and this is the way the Me'iri and the Rimi Gash explained the Gemara very beautifully. It all emanates from one problem. He didn't learn. So both Averis, the Avera that he had relations with his wife, Samach Leveset, and the Avera that he separated himself from his wife right after she became Tamei without waiting, all emanates from the same problem. He didn't learn Hilchos Nida. And as I said earlier in the Shir, for one problem, there's only one chattis. Idi v'idi, it should be like ochel shnei zeis echelim that I spoke about, behelam echadhu, there's only chayv one karma chattis, not two. So still, where is the situation that you chayv two karma chattis? Says the Gemara, elabish ain't samach leveset. It's the time that she's not expecting a period. Again, ask the Gemara, b'man, ilayma b'tamad chochem, if this person is a tamad chochem, then lechadu lo mechayv, he shouldn't be chayv any karma chattis. Why? A knisa, for his initial act, he's an onus, as I said a moment ago. If somebody has relations with his wife, in a time when she's b'chlal not expecting a period, he hasn't done anything wrong. And on the prisha that she did become tamei during the act, and he extracted himself immediately, then he's amazed. So then he's not chayv any karmachatas. That's certainly not the case. Iba ma'aretz, if it's going to be referring to the ma'aretz, so for the knisa, he's still not chayiv, because as we just learned, having relations with your wife when she's not expecting a period, there's nothing wrong with. So what is the problem? The prisha. So chadu the mechayiv a prisha. He'll be chayiv one kar mechatas for separating himself when she became tamei. But we're looking for two chayiv chatas. So again, we still haven't identified a situation for which a chayiv two kar mechatas for such an act. Hada merava. So Rava explained, it's loyelim b'samach levest. It's referring to a person, it's referring that he had relations with his wife when she was expecting a period. But, and it's referring to a Talmud Chacham. But, says the Gemara, it's referring to such an individual who's a Talmud Chacham Lazu, then a Talmud Chacham Lazu. He's only a Talmud Chacham that knows that you're not supposed to have relations with his wife when she's expecting a period. But he does know the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah, that if your wife becomes Tamei during the act, wait before you extract yourself. So now let's think it through. Having relations with your wife under such circumstances, and then she becomes a nida, as I said earlier, is a case of shagig is chayv karmachatas. Then during the act, she tells him I became tamei. That telling him, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that telling him I became tamei ends the first aveira. And now we have a new idea on the fact that she he should wait till he separates himself. His not waiting is another chayiv, another avera, which is another chayiv karmachatas. Amar Rava, says Rava, these two chiyuve karmachatas that we've been discussing, one for the knisa and one for the prisha, tavai tanina, both have sources in the Mishnah. Knisa tanina, prisha tanina. The halacha of knisa under these circumstances are learned in the Mishnah, and the halacha of prisha learned. Prisha tanina, the halacha of prisha is our Mishnah. The tani, as we explicitly learned in our Mishnah, haya mishamishim atayra, if somebody's having a relation with his wife, when he started with her, she was clean. Vamerloi, in the middle of the act, she tells him that Macy, I became a nida, or pirish miyad, and instead of waiting until his aver becomes limp, he waits, the halacha is chayiv. Very explicit in our Mishnah. Even though the Mefarshim ask a question. Mefarshim ask that the Gemara says, Masechta Ksubis, that if a woman is violated by a man, not an Eishes Kayin, she's allowed to go back to her husband. She's an Oinus. If she does it willingly, adultery, she's Osur. The Gemara discusses the situation of Tchilosa Barat Oinus, the Soifa Baratzen. What is the halacha? Do we treat it like an Oinus? Do we treat it like a Ratzen? The Gemara says, I think it's actually Rava, who says we treat it like an Oinus. Why? Because we're concerned the Yetzer Albashay, in the middle of the act, the Yetzer got hold of her, and you can't have any complaint. So ask the Mefarshim, the Nesivis discusses this, many Achronim discuss this. Why don't we say Yetzer Albasha here too? They started the Heter, and then in the middle she became Tameh, so it's Yetzer Albasha. So I saw a number of Terutzim. One Terutz is, where do we say Yetzer Albasha? We say Yetzer Albasha, the question is, do we keep this woman with a Cheskas conscious that she's allowed to go back to her husband or not? So for that I say Yetzer Albasha. But not in this case, where it's not a question if she's allowed to remain with her husband. Did she do an Aveira? Yetzer Albasha doesn't allow you to do Aveiras. Another Teretz that the Achronim suggest is there it's referring to a situation where the woman is having relations with somebody who's not her husband. And Yetzer Albasha, she's never going to have such an opportunity again. So Yetzer gets hold of her. Here it's her husband. So do it the right way. Yetzer Albasha, it's not such a big Yetzer, because you're going to have a Heter, you're going to have a pas besaloi to do it in a mutadig way with your husband. So that's the proof for Prisha, that there's a Chiyav Chatas, as our Mishnah clearly taught us, if you don't separate yourself in the proper way. What about Knisa Tanina? There's a Mishnah Masecht Knisa. The halacha regarding Knisa is taught in a Mishnah Masecht Nida. The Mishnah says in Masecht Nida, Nimtzal Shaloi, if after they're having relations, they wipe themselves with a piece of material, and dam is found on his piece of material. Because as we're going to learn, if it's on her piece of material, then it's a difference when it's checked. If it's checked immediately, then we assume it happened during the bia. If it happened later, it might have come later. But if it's on his piece of material, where did it come from? Only from her. I also want to very strongly say, the halacha is, as much as we're learning Hilchos Nida today, this is not something that somebody should do. The Paiskim clearly indicate that one should not check themselves after Bia. It was only in the time of Chazal where they ate Kachim and they had Tum and Tahara, so everybody had to know their status as far as Tahara. That's why this was done. Nowadays, well, we don't have those issues anyway. It only could cause problems, so don't do it. Nimtzal Shaloi, if Dam is found on his aid, Tameim, they're both Tameh, a person, a nida is tameh, a person who's boil a nida is also tameh, although the level of tumma of a boil nida is lower than the level of tumma of a nida itself, the chayavim carbon, and the chayav carbon for the aveira. My love, isn't this referring to a situation where it's the samach levesta, that they had relations when she was expecting a period, and why are they chayav carbon? The knisa, for doing the maisa bia under those circumstances. No. I will tell you that Bryce is referring to a situation of Shaloi Samach Levesta. Vaprisha. And the reason that Bryce says, the Mishnah, I'm sorry, says Yechayiv Kabachatis, because he didn't do the Prisha the proper way. So there's a very big machlokes for showing them how to understand Rav Adabamasna. Rashi is of the opinion The Rav Adab HaMasna is not arguing with Rava. And Rav Adab HaMasna agrees with Rava, somebody has relations with his wife, Samach Levesta, and she gets her period during the Mai Sabiyah, there'll be a Chiyuv Chatas. All Rav Adab HaMasna is saying is that's not what the Mishnah is speaking about. But halachically, he's in agreement. However, most Rishonim disagree. Most Rishonim say Rav Adab HaMasna disagreeing with Rava. And he holds that if somebody has relations with his wife, Samach Levesta, but she wasn't Tamei when he started, there won't be a Chiyuv Chatas. But in those Rishonim, they themselves agree that there's no Chiyuv Chatas, but there's a disagreement as to why. Some say because it's an oinus. He started when she was Tor, and there's no Chiyuv Chatas. Other Rishonim say just the opposite. If you recall, when we learned Masechta Makos, we learned the concept of a Karav Lemezid. A Karav Lemezid is more than a Shagig. And they say, if Adam HaMasna holds, if somebody has relations with his wife when she's expecting a period, and then she gets a period during the Maisabiyah, you can't call him a Shagig. He's a Karav Lemezid. And that's why he's not a candidate for Karav Mechatas. What does that Mishnah say, speaking about Chayiv Karban? The Mishnah is teaching us that he did the Prisha without waiting. That's why you Chayiv Karban. Says the Gemara, but if that's what you're gonna, if that's Rav Adab HaMasna is explaining that Mishnah, the Chitayim Prisha Lomali, why do we need a Mishnah to teach us that? Hatanalei, our Mishnah already taught us, the Halacha, that if you don't wait, you Chayiv Karban Chatas. Answers the Gemara, Ha'itzrach Lashminan, the Mishnah wants to teach us another din. Nimtza Al Shalah, Tamein B'Safik, that the Halacha is like this, as I said a moment ago, if the dam is found on his aid, so it's certain that it came from her. And therefore, it's considered that he had relations with a bia. But let's say it's found on her aid. That is already a nafkamina. If it, and this, you have to learn the Gemara Masechet Nida. If it's found immediately after the bia, it came from her during the act. But let's say there was a gap between the bia and the checking. It could have come afterwards. So they're only tamein besafik. We can't be certain that he's tamei. We can't be certain that it came during the act of bia. And furthermore, we can't make him bring a Karav Mechatas. Why? Because you only bring a Karav Mechatas if you know for sure you're mechuyev a Karav Mechatas. We can't be sure you're chayev a Karav Mechatas here. And if you're not sure you can't bring it, it's a question of chul and bazara. And that's why Pturim and Akarin. For either the boy, the mist, and nimtza shalah. And once we had to teach these halachas, that if it's found on her aid, then it's only tamein besofik and Pturim and Karbin. That's why the Mishnah also spoke about Taninami, what will be the din if Nimtzal Shaloi, if it's found on his aid, that they do bring a carbon, and they are certainly Tomei. Amle Ravina Ravada says Ravina to Ravada. So before we go further, the Gemara now is going to ask a question on this interpretation of that Mishnah. That's the way of Adab HaMasna is explaining that Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to question that interpretation. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Gemara could have asked a very strong question. And when I say it's a very strong question, because it's a question that's related, la'aloch l'maisa. Let's read our Mishnah again. Very important way to read our Mishnah. The Mishnah that speaks about this din says as follows. Hayim shamashim etahira. Somebody's having a relationship with his wife and she's tar. And during the act, v'amalayim et meisi, she tells him I became tamei, or pirish miyad, instead of waiting, he separates himself, chayiv. What does the word say? Chayiv. Who's Chayiv? Only he. It doesn't say Chayovim. It says Chayiv. Let's read that Mishnah. That Mishnah says, we just read it, Nimtzal Shaloi Temeim V'Chayovim. They're both Chayiv. So the Chasam Sofer says, the Gemara should have said, how could you say that Mishnah is speaking about the Prisha? Our Mishnah says by Prisha, only he's Chayiv, not she. And that Mishnah says they're both Chayiv. But actually, this question is a much more fundamental question. Why should she be chayiv? She didn't do anything wrong. She tells him during the act, I became tamei. So he's supposed to wait, as we've been learning and will continue learning. He doesn't wait. So he did the wrong thing. He's chayiv karav mechatas. What did she do? And this is a very big shayla haloch lamayit. It's not l'aloch l'maisa because we don't have kabbonis. But were we to have kabbonis, it would be a real shayla l'aloch l'maisa. If such an act happened, that during the bia, she tells him, I'm tamei, I became tamei, and he doesn't wait, he certainly has a chiyuv chatas, does she? So Chasam Sofer actually says the Gemara could have asked that question. And the Gemara asks a different question to question this entire interpretation of that Mishnah. Because the Chasam Sofer obviously is following the opinion, which is the opinion of many Paiskim, that if she becomes Tamei during the act, there's no Chiv Chattis on her. Because she didn't do anything wrong if he doesn't wait. Many Paiskim disagree. The Noi de Behuda says the fact that she tells him, I'm Tamei, and separate yourself from me, is already enough that she considered that she did an aver that she should be chayv kar b'chatas. Interesting, Noi de Behuda. Other Paiskim say that it makes a difference how they separate. If she doesn't do anything, and he does all the separating, she wouldn't be chayv kar b'chatas. But if she participates, then she'll be chayv kar b'chatas. Then there's a third opinion, and it speaks very much to an issue that we discussed in our previous year. The Gemara in the previous year said, we quoted the Asvin Daraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel, that the Chiyuv of Bia is not the act as much as is the Hanah. And she has Hanah on the Yitzhiyah too. So wherever there's Hanah, there's a Chiyuv, and she has a Hanah. Which really the Paiskim, to complicate it somewhat, say it depends on the question of Dov Shein Miskavin. She's not intending to have any Hanah, because she didn't do anything. The Hanah comes automatically. So the question is, we know there's a famous machloikus Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, if you chai by Dov Shein Miskavin. However, the Paiskim want to say that even Rabbi Shimon, who says you're not chai by Dov Shein Miskavin, agree that you're chai by Psik Reisha. And this is a Psik Reisha. The Hanah comes automatically when you separate yourself before the Aver goes limp. But say other Paiskim, no. This is a Psik Reisha, the Loi Nichle. She doesn't want this Hanah, because this Hanah brings a Chiyiv Chattis, which is another Shaila. What is the din on a Psik Reisha D'Lay Nichlei? Do we consider Psik Reisha D'Lay Nichlei like a Psik Reisha that Rav Shimon will agree that you're Chayiv? Or do we treat it like a Dov Shein Miskavin that Rav Shimon will say you're Potter? But again, this is an interesting question. What would be the status of the woman when the man did this? However, as I said, the Gemara questions Rav Adar's explanation in our Mishnah that it's speaking about Prisha for a different reason. What is the reason? Hak, we explained that that Mishnah is referring that he had relations with his wife when she's not expecting a period. And the Chiv is a Prisha. What does the word Mishnah say? For Nimtza Ketani. What does Nimtza mean? That they finished the act, and when they finished, they looked at the aid, and they saw dam on it. The Nimtza, what does the word Nimtza mean? Labasa Hachim Ashma. After the act, not during the act, via Prisha, if, as you're explaining the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is referring that during the act she told him I became Tomei, Mikara, Kiparishle, Mikara Havala Yadir. He didn't become aware of her becoming Tomei only after the act, he became aware of it during the act. Amalei Rava, so Rava says to Rav Ada, as he hears Ravina speaking to him, Tsayis Madakamach Rava, Rabbah. Listen to what your Rebbe is saying. His problem with your explanation is a very serious problem. Says the Gemara, Heichi Matzis, says Rav Ada, how does he defend himself? He says, how could I accept your agreement, the Tanya law? In explaining that Mishnah, there's a Braisa. The Braisa says, Zui Mitzis Asei Shebenida. This is a case where there's a Mitzis Asei Venida, Shechayavan Allah, for which there is a Chiv Chattis. Vim Isa, if you're correct that this Mishnah is not referring to the Chiyuv Prisha, but it's the Chiyuv Knisa, Mitzvah Loisa Sehi. It's a Loisa Sehi that she shouldn't have had relations. He shouldn't have started relations. Again, if we're saying that's referring to separating himself, so that's where it's the Mitzvah Sehi, that he separated himself improperly. But if you're right that it's talking about the Knisa, so it's not the act that he did that we're upset about. It's not what he did do, it's what he shouldn't have done. So why is it called the Mitzvah Sasei? It should be called the Lois Sasei. Amalei, so he responds, you're correct. If there is such a Braisa, we have to modify the Braisa. Like the Rishonim explained, what he means to say is, Chsuri Mechser V'Hachik Tani. Itin Esur Chesser V'Tani Hachi. Zui Mitzvah Lois Sasei Shebenida Shechayoven Aleh. What is the Mitzvah Lois Sasei? Hayim Misham Shemetahira. He was having a relation with a woman with his wife who's tar. Vomlein it mason, she tells him I'm Tomei or Pirish Miyad, and he doesn't wait. Chayiv. Zui mitzvah say, Shabanida, what's the mitzvah say? The other way. So we learned, as many times, Amamar, our Mishnah, our Gemara, teaches us, Pirush Miyad, that if instead of waiting, if she becomes Tamei during the act, he separates himself immediately, Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, Hechi Ovid, what should he do? What should he do if this happens? Amar Funa Mishmei the Rava, Noitz Eset Zuparna Bekaka, he should put his hands in the ground, Atchi Yomis, until the Eva goes limp, Vitovye, and that's good. So I saw many different explanations. This is a question that could come up. So the Rishonim give a different explanations of what this means. One explanation is, just put your hands on the ground, and by putting your hands on the ground and sitting there still, it'll subside, it'll go limp. One pshat. Another pshat is that noyutz pana bakarka is not a physical act, specifically. It's a mental act. Think about the karka. Think about the aveira that you've done. And if a person thinks about the aveira that he's in the middle of being boil and either, that will cause him to lose his taiva. A third pshat is, as the Gemara is going to teach us, we have a real issue here. He's laying next to his wife who's an either. And of course, when a wife is an either, you're not allowed to be close to her. So you have a real issue. On one hand, you can't be laying next to your wife under these circumstances. On the other hand, we're supposed to be separate. You have to wait to separate yourself. So what the Gemara is saying is, try to lay as much on the ground and not on your wife, not to do that isra, being next to your wife under these circumstances. Amar Rava, Zois Ameris, Hamashamish Meis Barayis Potom. By the Mishnah, the Gemara teaching us that the right thing to do under these circumstances is wait till the Aver goes limp. What are we accomplishing? Obviously, doing a beer with such an Aver is not an Aveira. For says Rava, these alkadat the chayiv, if that's considered a maisabiyah, how come I tam a potter? Why are we telling him that he's potter if he waited? Mishum d'onesu. Because he's an oinus. He can't stay there forever. Says the Gemara, if we're saying that he's an oinus, i'onesu ki pirish miyad, nami nifter. So then why should he wait? So what Rav is saying is as follows. We have a real problem here. So if we're saying that doing biya with aver mace is not a biya, we understand why we have to wait. Because we want to wait till he's not going to be doing a bia. But if doing bia with an aver mace is considered a bia, so then why wait? Stop and separate yourself as quickly as possible. The fact that the Mishnah, the Gemara, teaches us to wait is clearly because we want to get you to a point where it's not considered an act of bia. That's Rava's line of reasoning. Rubai disagrees. That it is an act of bia. So if it's act of bia, why do it this way? Why does our Mishnah teach us if you wait till it becomes mace, your potter, isn't it still an act of bia? Because he has no choice. If you're saying so, so if you're going to say that, so asks the Gemara Tabaya, if this is a mace bia, and that's a mace bia, so why are we delaying the separation? Answers Abaya, a very important cloud. They're both Maisabiyas, but there are degrees in Maisabiyah. And certainly a Maisabiyah with an Aver Mace, even if halachically it's considered a Maisabiyah, is less of a Maisabiyah with not an Aver Mace. And that's why Sha'ilai Lifish Bandor Ma'etis, which has less Hanor with an Aver Mace, instead of being punished with an Aver that's not Mace, which represents Hanor Merubah. And the Paiskim use this Gemara La'alocha La'maisa to a different question altogether. What is the halacha? Rachman al Slan, that somebody has to eat on Tisha B'Av. He has to drink on Tisha B'Av, he has to drink on Yom Kippur. We could drink water, or we could drink orange juice. What should he drink? So Paiskim say, you should drink water. Because our Gemara is teaching us that wherever you have to do something, you should do with Hanor Mu'etis instead of Hanor Merubah. So yes, unfortunately this individual is not well, he has to drink. But if drinking water is good enough, you have no right to drink orange juice. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Bachanan Labaya, Imkei, if you are correct, that Aver Chai is a Maisabiyah, and Aver Mace is a Maisabiyah. Just Aver Mace is a smaller Hanor, as we just explained. So let's review our Mishnah. We discussed this at length in the previous year. The Mishnah discussed, that was the primary subject of our Mishnah actually, that if somebody's in the Beis Hamikdash and becomes Tameh, he has to leave. But the Mishnah told us, he has the Arucha, he has the long path. He has the Tzari, he has the short path. Which path should he take? He should take the Ketzara. Says the Gemara, we have the exact same corollary by Nida. Somebody has relations with his wife. She becomes Tameh during the act. He could take the Arucha, meaning to wait. Or he should take the Ketzara, not to wait. He should take the Arucha. So the Gemara's question is, if our Mishnah is already identifying a concept of Arucha v'Ketzara by Tumah, it should have contrasted it with Arucha v'Ketzara by Nida. It's just the opposite. By Tumah, you're looking for the Ketzara and not for the Arucha. Here you're looking for the Arucha and not the Ketzara, but they both have the concept of Arucha v'Ketzara. And as the Rishonim explained, according to Rava, that Mishamish be'eva meis is not a ma'isabiyah, so it's not Arucha versus Ketzara. It's Bia versus no Bia. So it's not a good comparison. But according to Abai, who holds that even Eva Mace is a Bia, just it's a Hanor Matas, she have another perfect situation of Arucha Ketzara. So why does the Mishnah call it that way? Amlei Rava by Rav Chanan Labaya. In Cain, Metzina of Arucha Ketzara by Nida. We have a concept of doing Arucha Ketzara by Nida. Vanan, and when we learned the Mishnah only spoke about Migdash Tanan, but not by Nida. Answers the Gemara, El Mishum de Laidami. Arucha de Hocha Ketzara de Hasam, Arucha de Tasam Ketzara de Hocha. The way the Ritva explains the Gemara is very, very beautiful. We have to be very careful. We're learning Hirchus Nida. If we're going to start using the same terminology in both cases of the Mishnah, where the Halach is just the opposite, by Migdash you want him to take the Ketzara and not the Arucha. By Nida you want him to take the Arucha, not the Ketzara. But it's easy to get confused, because it's the exact same words. And Chas V'Shalom, we could end up somebody doing just the opposite of what the Halacha wants you to do by Nida. By Nida we want you to wait. And you may get confused that the Mishnah tells you, take the Ketzara, which could cause very serious repercussions. So to order to avoid any confusion and any halachic, serious halachic mistakes, the Mishnah avoids using the same terminology. We use that terminology by Migdash, and we avoid it by Nida. Maskula Rav Huna B'Rei, the Rav Nasan, Umi Amar Abaya, Anasu, does Abaya explain that somebody in such a situation is an Anas? Alma B'Shloi B'Samach L'Vesta Kamrinan. And that's why it's obvious that our Mishnah is speaking about a situation that it was, he had relations with his wife, not when she's expecting her period. Because if we're going to say that it's referring to a situation that he had relations with his wife when she was expecting her period, so then why, if he was Pirish with an Aver Mace, is he Potter? He shouldn't be Potter. He should have expected to become Tamei. So even if he was Pirish with an Aver Mace, why does our Mishnah say that you're Potter? You're not Potter. You should have never started under these circumstances. So again, says the Gemara, Mi Amar Abaye Onesu. How could Abaye give this explanation? And Alma B'Shloi Samach L'Vesta Kamrinan V'Abaye Dama Chayiv Shtayim. And the way we're learning, if it's Shloi B'Sas Vesta, you're not Chayiv Shtayim. Alma B'Samach L'Vesta Kiskinan. So obviously, he is speaking about a case that's Samach L'Vesta, because as we said at the beginning of the Shir, the only way we could come up with two Chiyuv Echatas is if it's with Samach Levesta, and he's a Talmud Chacham that knows that Samach Levesta you're not allowed to have relations, but he's not a Talmud Chacham in knowing the Halacha that you're supposed to be Pirish for Eiver Meis. So how does Abaye fit to our Mishnah? And says the Gemara, Kitmet Abaye Ba'almen. Our Mishnah is not referring to that case. Our Mishnah is only one Chiyuv Chatas. What is the case of our Mishnah? The case of our Mishnah is a very simple case. He had relations with his wife, Shloi B'Shas Vesta. And there's nothing wrong with the Knesa. And then she becomes Tamei unexpected. He should have waited. He didn't wait. There's a Chayiv Chatas. Abaye that said it at the beginning, the first words of our Shir, that you Chayiv Chatas has nothing to do with the Mishnah. That you could be Chayiv Tukam Chatas has nothing to do with the Mishnah. He's just telling us there's a circumstance that I just described. Tam Chacham Luzu, Vere Tam Chacham Luzu, where you can end up with two Chiyuve Kam Chatas. That isn't what the Mishnah is all about. Continues the Gemara. Bar minei Reb Yonasan by Yosef ben Lekunya, Mereb Shimon ben Yosef ben Lekunya. Azar al-Bayil Nida Minayin. How do we know somebody can't have a relation with his wife when she's in Nida? Minayin min atayra. Says the Gemara, Shokal kol ha-pasuk bei. He took up a piece of earth and threw it at him. He says, As har l'bayil nida? That's your question? Open up a chumash. V'elish v'nidas t'masa lo sikrav. Whoever learned the chumash knows that the Torah teaches us very clearly you're not allowed to have relations with your wife when she's a nida. Says the Gemara, the question is a different question. Elas har l'mishamish me'a Torah. The Gemara is looking for a different question. How do we know the din that we've been learning our entire shir? That if somebody has relations with his wife when she's tall, and in the middle of the act, Ramalan et Macy, she says, I became Tomei, the loy nifrish miyad, that he shouldn't separate himself immediately, he should wait. Manola, where do we know that then from? Amechiski amekra, v'tihi nidasa olaf. What does that pasuk teach us? Afila v'shas nidasa tehe olaf. As the Taisus explains, the word olaf is superfluous. The pasuk could have said v'tihi nidasa. What does the Torah say the word olaf? To teach us that there are times that one could be having relations with a woman and olaf, they should remain next to each other. How could you say that? A man and a woman should remain together when she's a nida? Yes. If she became a nida during the act, wait until it becomes avamase. Ashkechon, says the Gemara essay. This pasuk teaches us, there's a mitzvah say, to remain like that until it's Eva Mace. Ask the Gemara, Loisa Semenola, how do we know that one violates a Loisa Say if he doesn't wait? Omer Papa, Omer Kra, Loisikrif. And the word Loisikrif can mean Loisikrif, Nami Loitifrish. We always understand the word Loisikrif means don't get close. Says the Gemara, is going to quote a source for this. The Loisikrif could also mean don't separate yourself. Where do we see that? The Ksef, Omer Krav Elai, Ategish Bikidashticha. There's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. The pasuk there is referring to Yeshayahu speaking to the people of his time. And he was trying to give them Muslim, they wanted to keep away from him. So they said to him, don't get close to us, because we're Tamei and you're Kadosh. So what does the pasuk say? Krav Elecha. The pasuk says, Krav. But the next words of the pasuk are, Al Tagashbi. Don't get close to us. So you see that even though the pasuk says the word Krav, what does Krav mean? Don't get close. Tanraban. The pasuk says, "V'zatam b'nei Yisrael mitmasam." Amar v'oishia, "Mikan es harol b'nei Yisrael." From here, the source. Shiif, the Jewish people, shiif from the same samach levestam. A man is not allowed to have relations with his wife when she's expecting a period. What does that mean? V'kama amar Rava oina. Oina. What does oina mean? Pashup shat. We'll speak a lot about this a little. Oina means that if she's expecting a period by day, that entire day, she should have relations with him. If she's expecting a period by night, they should have relations all that night. However, as we know, the Rishonim, the Av Yosef, and the Or Zeruah add certain chumras. It's important to repeat for the halacha lemais of it. The Av Yosef says, an oina, we just defined an oina, which is the opinion of most Rishonim, the day or night. But we know the day and night isn't always the same. The day in the winter is shorter, in summer it's longer, and so by the night. So Rav Yosef says it always means 12 hours. Oyin is always 12 hours. How do we figure 12 hours? So there's three ways of understanding the opinion of the Rav Yosef. One opinion is that we always go, if she's expecting her period at a certain time, 6 hours before and 6 hours after. That's one way of learning it. Another way is, let's say the day in the winter is only 9 hours long, and we're supposed to have 12 hours. Add an hour and a half before Dalois, and add an hour and a half after the Shkia. And another way of learning it is 12 hours before when she expects her period. Three ways of understanding the opinion of the Av Yosef, which connects to another Chumra. It's not a Chumra, it's a Rishon, the Or Zeruah, where the Or Zeruah says we always should be Machmer on the Oina before. That means if she's expecting a period today, they're not allowed to have relations the night before. And if she's expecting a period at night, the day before is already Osir. The Or Zeruah and the Av Yosef can coexist besides for the third opinion of the Av Yosef. Because the third opinion of the Av Yosef, the third way we explain the Av Yosef is 12 hours before the period is expected. So that's already in the time of the Or Zeruah. So there's a shayla if the Av Yosef and the Or Zeruah could coexist. The entire question, if Vestis are the rice of the Rabbanim, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to learn Masech, the Nida Daf Tezvav, the Machloikis in the Gemara, if need if Vestas are the rice of the Rabbonim. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that Vestas are the Rabbonim. However, there are variations of that. Some say the Vestas are the Rabbonim. Others say the Vestas of the entire day are the Rabbonim. But the exact time when she's expecting a period, that isn't the Rabbonim, that's a Daraisa. And there's a very fundamental, famous Noida B'Yehuda in explaining the concept of Vestas. The Noida B'Yehuda speaks about two concepts that apply to, unfortunately, every human being. There's a concept of Shema Meis, and there's a concept of Shema Yomis. Shema Meis means, did a person die? Shema Yomis is, maybe he will die. We don't assume that a person is dead. If I know the person is alive, the chazaka is that he's still alive. But that chazaka doesn't say that he won't die, because everybody's going to die. The same thing he says regarding Vestas. Even though, if we know a woman is tar, the chazaka is that she's still tar. But it doesn't change the reality that she's going to become a nida, because every woman, while the time that she's still menstruating, is going to become a nida. And therefore says the Noida B'Yehuda, that even if we hold Vestas to Rabbanon, it can't take away the fact that it's going to happen. And therefore that has to be taken into consideration regarding the shilas of what, of how we look at Vestas. Which just, the shilah halach lemais, which the poskim also debate, what is the din that's also during the time of Vestas? The opinion of the Taz and Shach, that certainly having relations with a wife during the time of Vestas is Osir. Explicit Gemara we just learned. The Taz and Shach say that even Chivuk v'Nishuk, getting close with the wife, is Osir during the time of Veset. The Ritvaz and other Paiskim are more makel on the time, on Chivuk v'Nishuk during the time of a Veset. Mitzvah Shem will learn more Hilchos Nidah and Sefta Nidah. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shim ben Yochai. Kosh ena parish me'ishtei samach levesta. If somebody doesn't separate from his wife when she's expecting a period, I feel having Leibon and Kibnei Aaron, even if he has wonderful children, Mason. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Vezatim is Bnei Yisrael mitumasam. The Pasuk says that they should separate. Vadova b'ndosoy. And the Pasuk speaks about not having a relation with your wife when she's a nida. Some claim the Pasuk speaks about that afterwards, Achrei Mais. As the Mefarshim explain, a person, why should a person's children, we know, ish b'cheta yumas, layom sabonim alavaisam. Children don't die because of their parents' sin. Why do children die here because of their parents' sin? Explain the Mefarshim, because this is a sin that affects the children. Parents who have relations when they're not supposed to have relations affect who the children are, and the children will, chas v'shalom, die under those circumstances. Moreover, other Mefarshim explain, I saw, that the truth is that if a person has relations with his wife when she's a nida, there's a chiv karis. Here there's no chiv karis because she wasn't a nida, but it was a time of the veset. So they don't suffer, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes causes their children to chas v'shalom suffer. In fact, I saw that this is pshat. We know the Pasuk says that Akram Meish Shnei Ben Aaron. The Pasuk says V'yidim Aaron. Aaron remained silent. What's pshat of V'yidim Aaron? So the Mefarshim say, what could have Aaron said that he didn't say? So the Mefarshim say, beautiful pshat. Aaron could have said, Aaron had a real claim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I never had relations with my wife when it was Haveset. The Gemara says, the water children die because somebody has relations with his wife by Haveset. Aaron could have said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't have relations with my wife when she had a vessel that my children should die, says the Pasuk V'yidim Aaron. He had a strong claim, but he remained quiet. Continues the Gemara. Amar Chibar Abba, Amar B'yachran, call a parish Mishtai Samach Levesta, somebody who does the right thing and stays, doesn't have relations with his wife when she's expecting a period, have a bonim zacharim. We'll have children who are male. The Ksiv, Lahavda ben Atame ben Atar, the Samachlei Ishik is a Zri of Yalda Zachar. So the Chassam Sofer says two points. One point, the Chassam Sofer says it doesn't mean necessarily males. We don't have anything against girls. He says, what the Gemara means, Bonim Zacharim, it means the children that will make a mark on the world. Somebody who's careful in Hilchas Nida will have worthy children. Why? So why is it called Bonim Zacharim? So he explains, we know that the Torah says, we spoke about this many times, that if a woman has a boy, she's tamei no matter what for 7 days. If she has a girl, she's tamei no matter what for 14 days. So you see that when you have a boy, there's less tamei in the world. A person who's careful in hilchos nida, so he's careful in tahara, will have a boy who also brings less tamei to the world. Rav Shuban Levi Amar, Havli Bonim Ruim Lahira. He'll have children that will be Talmid Chachamim. The Ksiv Lahavdal Lahiris. So Mefarshim explain why. They explain as follows. Beautiful Pshat. They say, when a woman is Tamei, it's obvious, everybody knows you can't have relations with your wife when she's Tamei. When she's Havesed, it's not that clear. What is the mark of a Talmid Chacham? The mark of a Talmid Chacham is that he knows how to get into the details. This person who didn't just look, she's not a Nida, she is a Nida, but he went into the details, will have children who are Talmid Chachamim, a Pesach has to be somebody who knows the intricate details. Amrav Chibar Abba, Amrav Yochanan. Kol Amavdol Ayayim B'Matzah Shabbosos. Whoever makes Havdolah on wine on Matzah Shabbosos, Havlei Bonim Zucharim. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, L'Havdol Ben Kodesh Ben Achoyel. The Ksiv Hosom, the Pasuk that we just read, L'Havdol Ben Atom Ben Atar. The Samachle Isha Kisazria. Knowing the difference between L'Havdol brings Kedusha. Rabbi Yamin Yafis Omar, Rabbi Lazar, so I saw beautiful pshat. Why is a person who is careful to make Avdolah on the wine, Matzah Shabbos, a person who's going to have great children? So I saw a beautiful pshat. There are many pshatim said. Again, it goes into knowing the difference, recognizing the difference between Shabbos and the weekday. But two beautiful pshatim. One pshat I saw from the Divrei Yoel, from the Satmar Rebbe. He says, it's interesting, when we make the nusach of the Avdolah, say, Amad ben Kodesh L'chol, ben Ol Choshech, ben Yisrael Amim, ben Yom Yishvil L'shech Shimei Masa. But the most obvious Havdolah we don't say, L'havdol ben Atomei ben Atar. Why isn't that included in the Havdolah? So he said, because L'havdol ben Atomei ben Atar is an obvious difference. Ben Yisrael Amim, we're all human beings. You need to be a little smarter to see the difference. Shabbos Shech Shimei Masa. It's all weekdays. To make a difference between Saturday and Friday and Sunday, you need to be a Talmud Chacham. That's what the Gemara is saying. Whoever makes Havdalah, if you say the Nusach of the Havdalah, you realize the depth of the Nusach. Who can understand depth? A Talmud Chacham. But one more beautiful pshat that I saw from Reb Tzadik. He says, here you have a person at Shabbos. What does a person do on Shabbos? He drinks wine. He enjoys himself on Shabbos. He makes a Kiddush. What did this person do? He left some wine for Matzah Shabbos. He knew how to hold himself back. That's the mark of a Talmud Chacham. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rebbe Lozer, Kol Mekadosh Atzma B'Shas Tashmis. If somebody's Mekadosh himself, there are different halachas, how a person's supposed to act during Tashmish. He's not supposed to think about another woman. He's supposed to do it with the most sneeze as possible. Havle B'Zorim Zchorim. Shenem V'Skadishtem V'Yisim Kedoshim V'Samach Le'isha K'Sazriya. So here too, the Mefarshim explain what's pshat. They say, the most common animalistic act that we and animals all do is having relations, mating. So how do we differentiate a human from an animal? They mate and we mate. The nafkamina is how we mate. And if somebody mates the kedusha, so he's showing that he's more than an animal, that kedusha is passive by him, such a person is worthy. That bottom's harm.